Okay, let's unpack this. Today we're diving into something really important. How PE class can actually work for all students. We're looking especially at the challenges overweight students face, and a really promising teaching idea. It comes from a study by Juliette DeMuth on something called Teaching Games for Understanding, or TGFU. Our mission here is simple. Pull out the key nuggets from this study. We want to see how TGFU might be, you know, a powerful way to build physical literacy and make PE genuinely inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Because, let's face it, traditional PE, it can sometimes lead to overweight students feeling singled out, maybe even dropping out mentally.
Exactly. And that's where TGFU comes in. And it's quite different. It's less about just drilling technical skills over and over. It's more holistic. Think tactical smarts, making decisions on the fly, teamwork. Basically, it uses modified games to get students thinking and solving problems.
Right. Problem solving in PE.
Yeah. And this ties really nicely into physical literacy. ISCA, that's the International Sport and Culture Association, talks about this a lot. It's not just being fit. It's the whole package.
Huh.
The skills, the confidence, the understanding you build through activity your whole life. They break it down into four areas: physical, cognitive, psychological, and social.
Okay, so physical, cognitive, psychological, social.
Hmm.
How did the study actually test this TGFU approach?
So DeMuth did this case study in France, Strasbourg, 35 high school students, final year, and importantly, six of them were overweight. The setup was 8 handball lessons, 2 hours each, all using TGFU principles. They gathered data through observations, but also interviews with students and the teacher.
Got it. So what do they actually find? Let's start with the psychological side, how students felt.
Well, this was really striking. The overweight students, they reported feeling much more motivated, a stronger sense of belonging. One boy actually said, "The playfulness allows me to give more of myself." That's quite telling. And a girl mentioned it, "Let her have a laugh with my girlfriends," which, you know, boosted her motivation. It changed their internal experience.
That makes sense. And feeling better often means connecting better, right?
Mm.
Did it help on the social side?
It definitely seemed to. They saw stronger peer interactions, less stigma, more positive chat. One student said something like, "I used to feel left out, but now my classmates pass the ball to me and encourage me." Really powerful.
That's huge.
Yeah. Though it wasn't a magic wand for everyone, they noted one severely obese student still found it hard to speak up. So nuances remain.
Okay, so we have psychological and social improvements. What about the actual physical skills?
Yeah.
The physical domain.
Yeah, good question. They saw improvements there too. Better engagement overall and specific skills like catching, passing. One interview even mentioned improved running endurance.
Huh, interesting.
Another noted better precision of movements. It seems focusing on understanding the game helped the physical skills develop more naturally.
And the thinking part, the cognitive domain. Were they just moving better or thinking smarter about the game?
Definitely thinking smarter. Students showed a better grasp of strategy, better decision making. They actually credited the reflective questions used in the TGFU lessons, like, one overweight boy said the questioning helped him understand strategies because it opened up the field of thought. So deeper tactical awareness.
That's fascinating. Okay, so it sounds great for the students, but what about the teacher? This sounds like a shift in approach.
Right. The teacher involved had 34 years of experience, a team sports specialist, and they largely agreed, saw more engagement, cooperation, inclusion, especially for the overweight students. Noticed a real confidence boost. They did admit, yeah, adapting from traditional methods wasn't easy. It took effort, but they saw it was effective.
Okay, so promising results. But we should probably mention the study's limits, right?
Absolutely. It's important context. It was a small group, only 6 overweight students and just 8 lessons. Plus, some findings relied on what students reported themselves.
Good points. So wrapping this up, what's the main takeaway here?
I think the core finding is pretty clear. TGFU looks like a really promising way to make PE more inclusive and develop that all-around physical literacy, especially for students who might feel left out in traditional settings. It hits those psychological, social, physical, and cognitive needs.
Yeah, it really seemed to cover all the bases.
So maybe the question for you listening is, given this kind of evidence, how can we, educators, parents, everyone, push for these more adaptive approaches like TGFU, not just for certain groups, but to help all kids build a positive relationship with activity for life? You know, what are the practical steps and how do we support teachers in making these kinds of changes? Something to think about.